At a formal meal, have you ever wondered which glass of water was yours? Or whether you should say something if someone has a piece of food stuck in his or her teeth? With Minding Your Manners, a podcast hosted by certified etiquette trainer and author Sharon Hill, you will no longer have to question yourself.
Welcome. There is a time and place for everything, including when to chew gum. Even more crucial to your professionalism is knowing how to chew gum. Let's talk about when you're not supposed to chew gum. Are you nervous about your upcoming job interview? Are you about to go into a conference room for your weekly staff meeting? Are you headed to a dinner with important people? Are you about to leave the house to go worship? Perhaps you pop in a stick of gum to calm your nerves or chew just for the pleasure of chewing. If you're about to go to any of these examples I've listed, ditch the gum before you walk out of your home or office. Nothing looks more unprofessional than seeing a well-dressed business person chomping on gum. That's because it is difficult to talk to people with gum in your mouth and it looks sloppy. The best time to chew gum is when you are alone or with chums in an informal setting. Beware though, sometimes your chums can be irritated if you crack your gum so fast and loudly, it sounds like a drive-by shooting. So when can you chew gum? Did you have garlic with your lunch? How about a piece of gum when you're alone to avoid garlic breath that can bring tears to the co-worker's eyes later in the afternoon? Does chewing gum prevent you from eating junk food as you try to stick to your diet? Find the time to enjoy the gum and avoid temptation. Just remember not to smack or chomp it. Is there a way to chew gum? Well, let's forget about blowing bubbles. Be quiet. If one of your thrills in life is cracking your gum, do it only when you are alone. Gum smacking and chomping is a terrible distraction. Even worse, based on how you chew your gum, others can see the gum as you're smacking and chomping on it. Disgusting. When in the presence of others, keep your mouth closed, using minimal motion to chew your gum. Ideally, no one should be aware that you even have gum in your mouth.
Thank you for listening to Minding Your Manners. If you have an etiquette question you'd like to have addressed on the show, send an email to manners@SharonHillInternational.com. This podcast is produced by Sharon Hill International. To inquire about sponsorship or to download past episodes, visit us at www.SharonHillInternational.com.